Mike Feuda joins us. Mike, how are you today, sir?
Good, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. A pleasure to
catch your breath.
To have you on board.
I was laughing so hard about it.
No, but seriously, who the hell's Lombardi think he is?
He's got a bit of a an accident up at his place there in Napa. He got a little poison oak, so I think
I apologize for giving him a shot. I apologize for giving him a shot. There's nothing worse than poison oak.
Open mouth, insert foot. There you go. The anatomy of the deal. How did this one come together? Mike, Andre Sequeira for the first, and Roland McEwen.
Well, I think this year we've had a little bit of adversity on the back end there, starting early with the situation with Slava, and I think we've run into some injuries on the back end, and this group again has found a way to fight their way and claw their way back into playoff contention. And if this 3 weeks ago, this probably wouldn't have happened. But the boys have put a good run together, and after kind of doing our due diligence on the player, Dean felt it was a good time to reward the group and kind of plug a hole and add some depth. And as we continue to hopefully get healthy here, he's a guy that we're very familiar with. He should be able to solidify our back end, and obviously that's been a huge strength in our playoff run. So we're hoping that Reg he's joining us this morning, can be a big part of things.
Any concern about him losing a bit of a step? Still a good puck mover, poor man's Voinov, but is there any concerns?
I think anytime, this is kind of our first time dipping. We usually, even with Gabby, this is really, the first time we've looked at it. I guess there's a bit of insurance policy as regards to how things unfold with Slava. But, he's a guy that's always been a great skater. I was fortunate enough I had him in Owen Sound. And our guys, we spent a lot of time on tape and watching him live. And, I think when you're going from a 4-5 skater to a 3-7-5 or 4, you're still good.
But for sure.
He's just, I think he's almost adapted his game more or less than lost a step. I mean, he used to be a little bit more carefree running up, and he plays a lot more poised, calm, more of a puck move as opposed to a rushing game. But we're comfortable where he's at, and we're comfortable with his health. And obviously, he's still a great skater, but, obviously, he's going to, depending on who the coaches decide to play him with, will be interesting to see. He's partnered with.
You usually think that this time of year it's a foregone conclusion when you trade for a UFA or a guy going into his unrestricted free agency that he's a rental player, but that might not be the case with this guy here. Would there be a chance for you guys to sign him, or does it strictly depend on Voinov? If Voinov is fortunate enough to come back, could you still sign this guy?
That'll all play out. Depending on the success he has is probably going to dictate what he gets on the open market. And we'll have to address that where it's at. Jeff Salmon's done a great job here, getting Martinez and Muzzin and Voinov in at, great numbers. And, you got a Slava Voinov with two cups and these guys like Marty with two cups, and they're all in the $4 million range long term. So, we're adding a player that, sitting in Carolina, it was looking at a tremendous payday in the off season, and now he's coming into a bit of a pressure cooker. He's going to be challenged to, he's only played in 8 playoff games, and there's going to be pressure on him, which he wants, and we're looking forward to evaluating it is how he handles the pressure, and he's going to write his own ticket as far as what he's available on the market or whether he's comfortable here and whether we're comfortable paying it. But we've got to wait to see how things unfold with Slava away from the rink. That being said, he can never have enough good defensemen. If he fits a mold and fits what we're talking about here, then we will find a way to keep him here.
How does it, as a player personnel guy, and you're in the discussions with Dean and the guys on making this deal, you're looking at a pretty good draft to give away, to move a first-round pick. I know winning the Stanley Cups is what it's all about. I get that, but this team could lose in the first round or could go to the finals and win. It's a tough road, but does that eat away at you a touch, or the big picture more than makes up for it?
I think we've been very fortunate, Doug, and the way scouts are, and me being one of them. It's like someone stealing your last bite of steak when you lose a pick. It's tough.
I've seen them fight over seventh rounders at the table. Good God. I used to have to acquire seventh round picks to shut them up.
Well, it's interesting, but I mean, I think our guys, I mean, Mark Yannetti and the group has done such a really good job. And the one thing I found is there's so much goes into it, and Dean has us going on so many different levels. As much as it's an imperfect science still, you know, we're really comfortable with what we have in the cupboard. Yeah. And, you know, Carolina was kind of steering themselves towards some players that are a little closer to playing than Roland is. And we kind of, I think Dean did a masterful job of keeping those guys off the table. We didn't want to part with Roland, but, you know, we think we've got players of similar, you know, stature coming up still in the junior ranks. And as far as the first round pick, we, you know, you're obviously, it's protected as if we don't make the playoffs, we still have a lot of work to do just to make the playoffs. And, well, and with the parity, that's yeah, there. But I think we kind of thought that the players that we were protecting, as opposed to the first round pick within our own internal system, looking at what you'd get 20 to 30 in this year's draft, we felt it was better to keep the players that we have in our stable instead of including them in the trade and taking our chance and giving up the first.
It's shocking to me as I look around the league, the number of late round picks. It's just unbelievable that are plainly. I'm just going to give you a couple of gems. Jeff Smallman and Bailey Webster. Don't forget those two names as late picks.
Is that a plug for your son?
Yes,
who represents those players?
Why does it always come back to you?
I'm just telling Mike. I'm giving Mike a tip.
Hey,
St. John's Sea Dogs, keep an eye on them.
Mike, you guys are going for your ninth consecutive win. Ninth consecutive win. And as you said, far from feeling comfortable about a playoff spot, do you ever and Dean ever just walk into that dressing room and go, what are you guys putting us through year after year here? Like, you guys are flirting with a club record with consecutive wins, and yet, you know, what a roller coaster every year to get into the playoffs.
The first year, I mean, right now, that's why they make good red wine.
it is a little mind-boggling that this team could be so good and yet struggle at times.
It's a group, Kipper, that I've done. I'm just done trying to figure out or question their makeup. I mean, you know, eventually, you know, you might go, you know, you go to the well too often. There's just too many good teams out there, and not a secret. I mean, when you got the belt, everybody wants it. We're not sneaking up on anybody. But this group is so resilient, and for whatever reason, the makeup, they police themselves internally. Daryl obviously does a good job bringing them in, but this group internally has a way that they just police themselves. When their backs are against the wall, there's a different level of resiliency, and it's sometimes on your heart. They, you know, they wait till it's do or die, but I'm never going to question the resiliency of this group, and I think that's one of the main reasons that Dean felt for them to string these wins together. He wanted to reward them with a piece that might allow them to do something special again, but we also understand that right now our job is to, you know, sit back and hope this group can find a way to get a playoff spot. And then, you know, we've been tough playing in the playoffs, and you got to stay healthy and be lucky and all those things. But this group, I would bet against them.
Other than giving you the two tips on the two kids in St. John, who I love, I want to also say we look for profile pitchers here. And somebody just sent me in one. We have to get a profile pitcher to put up because they said you could model for Sears with your looks.
Oh, my.
Wow, Sears, they still, as long as it's not Target in Canada.
I was thinking JCPenney, but Sears is fine.
I don't know. I'd stick to the shadow. It's probably more effective.
Thanks, Mike.
On that, we'll wrap. Fresh off the runways of Paris and Milan, the very stylish Mike Feuda, the VP of Hockey Operations
Thanks,
for
Mike.
Los Angeles Kings. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Mike Feuda, the LA Kings.